The Outdoor Industry Association State-by-State Outdoor Recreation Economy Report finds that outdoor recreation generates $2.5 billion in consumer spending in Vermont and $33.8 billion in New York. It creates 34,000 direct jobs in Vermont and 305,000 in New York, while generating $176 million in tax revenues in Vermont and $2.8 billion in New York.
Surprise us at the level at which they're represented in this report.
Northern Forest Canoe Trail Director of Partnerships and Marketing, Kevin Mack.
The vision for the Northern Forest Canoe Trail was to provide another opportunity for the Northern Forest from the Adirondacks to the Allegash in Maine to show itself as an international place for recreation, and there are economic opportunities. The Outdoor Industry Association and the work they've done in their recent report echoes what we've been saying, and that is recreation can be an important part of the regional economy as well as local economy. And I think if you look at the Adirondacks in particular, there is a huge driver there around recreation. We think that the Adirondacks are critical to the success of the Northern Forest Canoe Trail, and this report just highlights the opportunities, you know, people spending money on recreation, and that those numbers are healthy.
Adirondack Regional Tourism Council Executive Director Ron Ofner says it's important to market the region, or much of the outdoor recreation revenue could be lost to neighboring states.
It's a strong contributor to local sales tax revenue collections as well as occupancy tax collections. And it ranges, you know, the gamut, if you will, from people coming up to take a day hike in the region to some of the motorboat activity that goes on along Lake Champlain and Lake George as well. So it's not just hiking and that type of recreation, but also some of the power equipment that's used in our area. Snowmobiling opportunities really keep a lot of the smaller independent properties in our region going on a year-round basis. It's the places to stay, places to eat, people taking advantage of the events that are also in the area. Shopping is obviously huge. So it really helps us out all the way around.
The Adirondack North Country Association manages the region's Scenic Byways program. Executive Director Kate Fish says there has been growth in some sectors like mountain biking, but she has some concerns about future opportunities.
Outdoor recreation is one of the key drivers for the tourism economy, which is, of course, one of the fundamental components of the North Country economy. You know, one of the key issues relative to outdoor recreation here is the current snow cover and future projected snow cover trends. As we see trends towards less and less snow cover in the wintertime, I think it becomes more and more important for communities that are, for example, snow dependent, whether it's snowmobiling or cross-country skiing or downhill skiing, that they start really looking to expand so that they're not so dependent on snow cover. So that's something that's worrisome and that communities are starting to address.
A link to the Outdoor Recreation Economy Report is available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.